This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The fever is here. Welcome on in. It is opening day. It is the midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. So much to get to on opening day in Major League Baseball for the Phillies. The Flyers have fired their coach as they try to steal some headlines. Gone is John Tortorella. Did someone at WIP get him fired? We'll dive into that later in the show. And WIP now live on YouTube. Subscribe to Sports Radio 94 WIP. Be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss a show. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know what? I was just thinking about, songs are better with the cuss words in them. You know, like the songs that have the cuss words?
Yeah.
You've heard like the edited version? I was listening to some music this morning, and I was listening to the edited version.
That's
and when
the
they didn't use the cuss words, I was like, I don't want to hear this. I like to hear the cuss words.
Are you advocating for us to play cuss words on the air?
No,
because we
no,
can't do that here.
No,
I mean,
what I'm saying is, I was just like, am I the only one?
No, it's
that
better.
If you're listening to a song that has some you know, colorful language in it, it's just, I like it with the colorful language. I don't like the bleep out.
It depends how they edit it, because if they just replace it with another word, it can still flow fine. Mm. But if they do like the... Like
the pause.
Stops.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Nope. I'm with you on that. All right, good morning, everyone. 215-592-9494. Yes, on a day where we celebrate a brand new season, the Flyers did move on from their coach. So we'll get into that in a little bit. John Tortorella out, not surprised after yesterday, as the Flyers head coach. But Hugh, we got a huge baseball show, a huge show today. 1 hour from now, Ryan Howard will join
us. The big
piece. Yes, the big piece. At 12 o'clock, Jack Fritz. One half of the High Hopes podcast, and of course on the afternoon show. He'll be with us at 12. He's got a lot of bold predictions on the Phillies. And we'll get to the John Tortorella story as well. Ashland Sullivan will tell us the latest there around the Flyers. Devin Caney, who's down covering the Phillies in Washington, D.C., she will join us in the 1 o'clock hour as we get ready. Hugh, we've arrived. It's been, I would call it a kind of a bizarre offseason for the Phillies, because we thought, and I think a lot of people thought, Hugh, there'd be a lot of changes. And there wasn't, right? The Phillies made some tweaks here. They brought a couple pieces in here.
Mm-mm.
But it's basically the same team that won a lot of games last year, won the NL East, but then went out in a very, very quick way in the postseason last year, the New York Mets. So you know what we got to do today, Hugh, is we start a new season, the beginning of 162. Hugh, we got to get on the record here. Win total and how far they're going to go. Like the gut feeling on opening day. We all have one. You wake up today, you're excited for baseball, but you also have a feeling on the team. Hugh Douglas, start us off. 215-592-9494 for everyone. What's your feeling on this? Gut feeling wins, and is this team going to win the East again? What do you got?
I'm an optimist, but I'm also a realist to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that the Phils will win 92 games.
92?
That's the number.
All right.
92, because I know I said the other day, I said 90.
Yeah, 92 wins would be over their Vegas win total,
well,
so that's
cause,
good.
Because you're, like, you're stuck in the past a little bit, and I respect that.
Excuse
because
me?
You're going... You're going off of
I'm here
what
now.
Happened last year. No, because when we were talking about it, you say, well, you know, that's not going to win the division. And, well, and I'm thinking.
Well, I think less than that would be challenging to win the division. But,
yeah.
but I want to hear what you think.
No, but here's the thing. I think that every year stands on its own merit. You know, just like when we talk about the NFL season and how scoring was down last year. But it didn't matter. You know, you still got to crown a Super Bowl champion, which was the Philadelphia Eagles and all that other good stuff. So 92 wins. Do they win the division? That was one that I kind of wrestled with a little bit. I don't think so. I think they finished second in the division. But here's another thing that I wrestle with. Second to whom? Mets or the Braves? Mm. I don't know. Because I kind of feel like with the Braves and the injuries that they've had last year, it's going to take them a while to get going. You know, just to plug and play guys. I know they have the best roster, and people are talking about they're healthy now and everything, and they were picked to win the division last year. I think it's going to be some time for them to get going. It's going to take some time for them to get going. So I think I would have to probably concede that to the Mets for what they did last year. So I would go with the Mets with that. With even them, I'll say, with Juan Soto being there, it's probably going to take some little time for them to gel and everything. And their bullpen is not that great.
So you think the division's going to come down a little bit. So that sounds like what you think. Like, it's not going to quite be, you need 95, 96
nah,
wins
I don't,
to win.
I don't think so. I don't think so. So I think the Phils will be right there, man. I just can't. For the purposes of this conversation that we're having today, I can't concede them winning the division.
All right, 215-592-9494. You and I are in a similar place. You're a little bit higher than I am. I have the Phillies at 89 wins this season. I think they're coming down from where they were last year, but I think some of it's strategic. They're going to rest guys more. They're an older team. And I think 89 is going to make the playoffs. I have the Phillies in a wild card spot where they were the last 2 years before last year, right? 2022, 2023, wild card team made the playoffs, and they made runs those years. So maybe the wild card is the path from 89 wins to wild card. I'm with you, Hugh. I think the Mets are going to win the division, and I think the Braves are going to finish second. I think all three are going to make the playoffs. I did say the other day that it's going to be harder to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good teams in the NL. But as I sit here on opening day, I look at the Phillies team, and they do, like, they better make the playoffs, and I do think they're going to.
Hugh, I think they're going to.
I think they'll find a way by the end to get in. This year could be more like 2022, 2023, where they have to rally at the end, like they're better in the second half. And actually, I think you said this the other day, maybe that's better for them. Maybe it's better if they start off okay and they play their best baseball July, August, September, rather than, you know, last year we were excited because they were the best team in baseball.
Yeah, they got off to
all
a quick
April,
start.
May,
yeah.
And then after the series in London, they weren't the same team anymore.
Yeah, and that's the thing about being the same team that you were going into this season that you were last season, is that you just tweak a few things. You tweak a few things, Joe. You get out there and you try to figure out a path to stay a little bit more consistent and not get off to that you know, fast start. Kind of stay with the pack a little bit and then start to make your move as we progress through the season.
Here's what I'm most excited about. The Phillies have some truly great players. And I think we really have to, like, just appreciate that they're here. Like, Zach Wheeler gets to start again today, Hugh, on opening day.
It's cold, too.
It's cold?
Yeah.
I mean, it's cold this morning. It won't be cold by this afternoon. It's 60.
I mean, but I woke up this morning.
It's
gonna be
60 funny. In D.C.
I woke up this morning excited about opening day. Woke up a little early. And I'm like, wow, we got baseball today. We finally get something to talk about, a game or whatever. And I was walked outside, and I'm like, man, it's brick.
Yeah, it was 34 this morning.
It was
30.
Brick,
well, it's always interesting how the baseball season starts and ends. It starts and ends in the cold, right? Like March, October, November, but then the whole summer, it is warm. Look, I'm excited for Zach Wheeler to continue pitching like a Hall of Famer, which he has since he got to the Phillies. I'm excited to watch Bryce Harper another year, now midway through the contract with the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm excited to watch Schwarber again. I mean, Kyle Schwarber has been an incredible member of the Phillies. Home runs every year. I think he's going to hit a ton of them again this year in his walk year. And I'm excited to see if this team can finally get over the hump. 215-592-9494. All right, so before we go to the phone lines here, let's hear from some people around the Phillies. On this team, Nick Castellanos, he believes the team's actually better than it was last year. Let's hear Nick earlier in spring training.
We're in the AL Central with Kepler and then face Lizardo and Romano.
Yeah.
What did you make of the off-season additions as a whole?
Good. Good off-season additions. Romano, obviously, when he's pitched well, he's given all of us trouble. Lizardo, the same thing. And Kev, I mean, he's a veteran player that has done it time and time again. So just, I think he's another person that is grateful of the opportunity to have a chance to win. So, you know, you mix those things together, I think the Phillies got better.
Did the Phillies get better, Hugh Douglas? I don't think they did.
I mean, that's an interesting question.
Yeah. I think they look the same to me.
On the outside looking in, they stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to the way that the players were talking this season. They didn't seem too optimistic. I think that's what people are gravitating towards, the fact that nobody really, you know, made those proclamations that they made last year. I would say they're the same.
Yeah,
I
think they're different, right? I think they're weaker in the bullpen, but stronger in the rotation, because Lizardo is an upgrade of what they had in the back of the rotation last year. Painter could arrive this year, but I think it ultimately nets out to a similar kind of team. Kevin Long, though, obviously bullish on his offense and what they could be. Here's the Phillies hitting coach on his offense.
I expect us to be, you know, a top five offense in all baseball, which we were last year and the year before and the year before. We just have to be consistent, and we have to show up every single game, and we have to have the attitude that, you know, we got to go out and get a championship. Nothing else is acceptable, and if we don't put together the at-bats that we're capable of, then we'll find ourselves going home, and that's not going to work.
You know, I'm glad the way he framed that. You know, he started talking about, you know, their rankings, and that's great. I mean, top five, top six, top seven, whatever. That's a number. But I like that he talked about the mentality and the attitude. Hugh, that's what they need to have different this year. They need to be locked in, because it's with the Phillies, it's not about do they have enough talent. I think if you look at just which teams have enough talent to win the World Series, they're clearly one of the, I don't know, 7 to 10 teams that have enough mm-hmm. talent to win the World Series.
Yeah.
Hugh, it's about attitude, and it's about locking in and not having bad at-bats.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of stuck on. When you talk about running it back the way that you did and not changing a whole lot, it has to be an attitude adjustment. That's what we're talking about right here, Joe. It's not about, you know, your athletic ability or anything like that. That's why I feel that Trey Turner is going to have a bounce back year, because it's not like he's fallen off as far as his athleticism is concerned. He should have a bounce back year.
He better, and he's going to hit leadoff likely today. When the lineup comes out, we will bring it to you. 215-592-9494. Get on the record here. Phillies predictions as the season starts. Your win total. Do they win the division? All right, so I'm at 89 and a wild card. Hughes at 92.
90 deuce.
And a wild card. Kyle Quinn, get on the record. It is opening day. What a great day today. It's opening day.
Happy opening day. I'm so excited that baseball back. I don't care that it's cold.
It's cold.
I'm going to be in the comfort of my living room watching this game. And I mean, baseball. We're just going to have baseball like every day.
It's the best.
It's amazing.
Like a snow game, too. Anyway. Like real early in the season. Might get when we go to Colorado. It might be snowing.
Well, they're coming. When do we go there?
Well, no.
They're coming here.
No, they're coming here. Okay.
Stop trying to bring me down, Hugh.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, because I didn't see that it was it here,
you
but
know,
I just saw.
Maybe if you get a coat, it won't be that cold. Like I mean, it was cold today, but I put my coat on and I was good.
I got a coat. I just didn't feel like wearing.
Yeah, so you know, the thing about me is I'm an eternal optimist.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yo,
yes.
Wait a minute. Hold
yes.
on.
Especially see things through the positive.
Especially on days like today, where like I have a renewed sense of optimism. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to yesterday and Monday.
Well, I think we have Phillies realists on this show.
Well,
yeah,
but like.
And then, Phillies optimist.
I don't even think I've been like very negative about that. I mean, look, Trey Turner, I think, is what he's going to be, but that's still a pretty good player, right?
Sure.
Like, I'm not one of the people who are saying like the Phillies are going to miss the playoffs, all this stuff. Like, while they're not a lock, I still think they will. They are one of the best teams in baseball. They're one of the top teams in the NL. I believe you can make the argument that we have the best pitching staff in baseball. If you want, you know, us or the Dodgers, probably. But, and then we have, like, I agree with what Kevin Long said. We do probably have, like, a top five lineup. You just look up and down the team. Like, this is a really, really good baseball team. Not 100% certain that they're going to win the division, but I do have them winning 90 games this year. I don't think I'd put my money down on them winning the division. I think the Braves are going to be really good. I actually have the Mets missing the playoffs.
Ooh.
This season.
Well, we have discussed in this show that third place in the East could miss the playoffs.
So I do have the Phillies making the playoffs as a wild card. I like them to get hot by the end of the year. I think they know what's at stake here. They know that it's time for them to step up.
It's time.
I'm not going World Series, though.
Man,
I don't think there's going to be any shame in what I predict is going to happen.
What do you mean?
They go down in the NLCS to the Dodgers.
That is shameful.
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
No, the Dodgers are like one of the best teams I've ever seen.
Losing to the Diamondbacks up 3-2, that was shameful.
See, this is what I'm talking about right here.
What?
Shameful? Why are we moving the line?
There's no
the
what?
Hold on. But, I mean, Kyle has them going further than I do. I think they could go out in the first round.
You don't have them going to the World Series?
I do not. Do you?
Yes.
I'm saying they're improving on last season.
Why do you start there? You have them in the World Series? Tell everyone.
Well, I mean, I thought y'all kind of knew. If it's me, you know how I roll.
Well, that's true.
I'm trying to get
blind faith Douglas. I'm trying not to go that far.
Who was the guy that sat here on this station and told y'all that the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl?
You told us Bryce Huff was going to break the NFL sack record.
Well, okay, that one don't count. That one don't count.
Oh, that one didn't count.
That one was because I saw a little bit of myself in Bryce Huff. I saw some parallels.
I think this version of you is better than Bryce Huff, but that's
insulting to you.
Yeah, I mean, you were a really good player.
No, coming from a small school, you know, I gravitate towards a small school. I pull for the little guy, all the time.
All right, so you have him in the World Series.
Yes, I do. Because you have to get it done, man. I feel bullish on this. You don't go through the season that they've had and, you know, you go to playoff 3 years in a row and then take a huge step back. No.
Well,
they got to push through. They got
to
break through this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you hit this, that'd be two for two. I mean, if you go Eagles Super Bowl, Phillies World Series.
Y'all really ain't going to be able to tell me nothing. The only sad part about that is we don't go nowhere.
You're going to be unbearable.
What do you mean we don't go nowhere?
Well, are we going to go to the city against the team?
Well, what if they play like the Orioles or something? Something close. We could go down to those.
We can go there.
They'd be down to go to Fenway.
Phillies, Red Sox, that'd be an awesome World Series. All right, 215-592. You don't want to go to Boston?
No.
I go. 215-592-9494.
That's a good call by you.
I'm cool on Boston. Remember, we were at the Boston? I'm cool on Boston.
Yeah, we did do that. All right, your predictions. All right, let's make sure everyone knows where we're at here. On the record opening day, I'm at 89, first round exit. Kyle is at 90, NLCS. Hugh, you're at 92, and World Series.
World Series.
92 in World Series. All right, so we're all similar in terms of the win total, and it really is about how far you have them going in the postseason.
They're
going to
get hot at the end.
Well, they better. 215. They've done that like two of the last 3 years. They did get hot, right? They got hot in 22. They got hot in 23. Last year was the opposite. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, our leadoff hitter, like I guess our Trey Turner on Sports Radio 94 WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy opening day, man.
Happy opening day, Chris. What a great day.
I just got to get into some things. But first, plant-based Joe. Mm-hmm. Plant Joe, just like Herb says, keep your mouth down and shut.
Okay.
And just open your ears.
Keep your mouth down and shut. I mean, you make it sound
like I'm off on my own planet. Everyone else has 92 and 90. I've got 89. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Now put your ears on.
Okay.
This team is ready to make an historic run. All right. A healthy Stott is going to have a career year as an all-star and gold glover.
Ooh, I like that.
Trey will play solid shortstop and offensively prove all of his doubters wrong.
Mm.
Bohm will continue to advance defensively like he has every year and will clear 100 RBIs for the first time in his career. Cassianos is rock solid. The combination of Marsh and Rojas, outside chance of Crawford later in the year, will keep us defensively elite in center field. Kepler is going to be the biggest surprise with 20-25 bombs this year. This will all be led by the greatest red light player of his era, that is MV3 Bryce Harper. Our pitching is loaded with talent. Wheeler is going to get his Cy Young this year. Nola's Nola. Sanchez is going to finish top five Cy Young. Lazardo and Ranger are the best 4-5 pitchers in Major League Baseball. Then later in the year, you're going to see the arrival of the best young pitcher in the game, Andrew Painter.
Mm.
The bullpen is stacked. Alvarado, Romano, Kirkling, and Strom. You know what?
You got music, Kyle.
I was waiting for a better cue than that. But roaring start.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
You know what? To all you non-believers, open your eyes and get ready to see great. This team, like this city, is made up of fighters. We don't back down when things get tough. We don't retreat in the face of adversity. We win.
Not us.
This is our year. This is our destiny. 2025 will go down in history and be known as the year of Philadelphia. The Eagles struck gold first, and the Phillies will do their part starting this Red October. Philadelphia! The bell is about to ring! Stand to your feet! Prepare for the fight! Cover yourself in Philadelphia red. The whole country is telling you to cower in fear and kneel at the feet of the Dodgers. They don't know us. They don't get us. That's not what we're about. We will not bend a knee. And we will not back away from the fight. We are ready to take a bite out of it and swallow it whole. Mr. Middleton will get his sleeping trophy back. We are going to wash over the whole country. No, wait. We are going to wash over the entire world in Philadelphia, Phillies, red. Let's go! P-H-I-L-L-I-E-S!
I gotta say, Chris nailed it. For an opening day, I wasn't sure we were getting there because the start was a little choppy.
It was.
Cute, a little inauspicious.
Yeah, it was ominous, I would say.
Since we're on TV, it's a big word. It's not like auspicious.
Yes. Yeah. Live on YouTube. Is YouTube
inauspicious?
Is YouTube big words we need to use for YouTube?
No, I'm saying you said inauspicious.
Yeah. Auspicious.
And the ambiguity.
I'm a little nervous though, man.
You're nervous about YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've been taking videos for
an actor?
While.
I mean, yeah, I'm just saying. It's been a while since I've been.
You said you're an A-list actor.
It's been a while since I've been in front of the camera, man. And these lights are bright in my forehead. Like I'm looking at my forehead shining like new money. We might need to turn these lights down,
hold
man. These lights kind of bright.
Hold on a second. You think you can act and you're nervous
and
about a little YouTube thing?
I'm not going to lie, though. I probably shouldn't have wore the dark shirt.
I thought you were wearing a suit today.
All you see is like my gray teeth. That's like when I look up at the screen, that's all I'm
Your head
seeing.
Is pretty shiny,
you know
though.
What I'm just saying? You see a shiny ball
Did you put on an extra layer of Vaseline this morning?
I'm trying to see. When I do the hair, like you can't see, you can see it's growing. Like I got a... Yeah, it's growing.
Yeah,
it's
this is what the people clicked in for. Just to
no,
see
I'm
the,
just saying. I shouldn't
see the bald spot.
I'm like, dang, I'm gonna wear black today.
Yeah. Well, I thought you said you were wearing a suit.
I thought about it.
I mean, that's the way to make an impression.
No, listen. I got these pants from Shine yesterday, right?
Your new pants.
Sheen.
Yeah, but no one could see them.
Maybe I got to stand up, show them my new pants. See, I bought these camel pants. See my
yeah,
pants.
Yeah, this isn't good for anybody.
See that? Y'all see me on the camera? Put the cap. Y'all need to put. See, they got my pants. See, I got my pants on. Yeah, I got these pants.
This is going to be a mess.
So I wanted to wear my pants.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a suit.
Okay.
So I just wore the pants.
I mean, as long as you're comfortable. All right, 215-592-9494. It is opening day. Get on the record with your Phillies predictions. Your calls. Win total, how far do they go? All right, so around the horn, 89, 90, 92. Out in the first round, out in the NLCS, and into the World Series. Now, wait. You got to win the whole thing or just going?
Winning
the whole thing, says Hugh
Douglas.
You know
Douglas. Me, I push all
well,
in.
I just want to make sure. All right, 215-592-9494. Plus, on the other side, those predictions were just, they're just regular. We got to get bold predictions next. Our bold predictions, and we got a prize to give away to the boldest and best prediction we hear today for the 2025 Phils. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.